Well, let's hear something from what you might call the Rudd camp. Senator Doug Cameron this morning on AM lashed the party's former leader, Simon Crean, for carrying out what he called gratuitous attacks on Kevin Rudd. And this afternoon, the senator had been hosing down media reporting about looming challenges. And the resignation, it appears, caught him unawares. He spoke to Sabra Lane just minutes after the announcement.
Doug Cameron, did you get a heads up on this?
No, I certainly didn't. I'm shocked. I must say I'm shocked.
You've been hosing down speculation about this all afternoon.
Yeah, I feel a bit stupid. But, you know, that politics is a funny game. I genuinely felt that we should hose this down. But obviously those attacks on the foreign minister have played on his mind, and he's made a judgment about what he should do. I think it's very unfortunate that we've now lost probably the best foreign minister this country's ever had.
Quite dramatic to do it in Washington and not wait till he was back here on Sunday.
Yes, it is. I think it demonstrates how he feels about it, and I'm just very, very disappointed.
How does this play out now?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't think anyone knows for sure. Kevin Rudd has said he's going to come back and consult. I think we have to wait and see what the result of that consultation is and see where he goes.
You've been one of his strong supporters. What will you be telling him?
What will I be telling him? I'm not sure what I'll be telling him. I would certainly think I'd like to tell the Prime Minister to express her confidence in Kevin Rudd as Foreign Minister and to seek that he doesn't resign. I think that's what I'd like to tell the Prime Minister.
Do you think there's a real danger he might quit his seat?
I don't know. I mean, I know no more than you do. I'm just interested in making sure that we can defeat Tony Abbott at the next election, because that would be an absolute disaster for this country, a disaster for working people, no rights at work, an economic policy that is all over the place, you know, giving money back to big mining. I just think we cannot tolerate that to happen, and that's why we need to resolve this issue quickly.
Does the Prime Minister enjoy majority support in caucus?
You'd have to ask the Prime Minister that. I'm not sure.
You been doing some numbers?
No, I'm not particularly into numbers. I mean, I was never good at maths at school, so I don't do numbers.
Kevin Rudd says the culture of the faceless men has to end, that it would be wrong for a Prime Minister to be brought down by stealth. It was wrong the first time. He wouldn't be party to it happening again. That seems to allude to that he might want to have another crack at the Prime Ministership.
Well, it does, but, you know, I can understand his position. At the time of the coup, I said it wasn't the right thing to do. I indicated that there would be, would pay a price, and I think we've been paying a price. And I have to say, I think Julia Gillard has paid a massive price for this support of the faceless men. And I think it's unfortunate that such a great politician, a person who could have been a fantastic Prime Minister of this country one day, has ended up in this situation where it's chaotic at the moment in terms of where we are heading internally.
Regardless of who is Prime Minister after Tuesday, there is a caucus meeting. There's not yet a special caucus meeting for the leadership. But can either of them lead Labor to victory at the next election? Well, what will the public make of all of this? As Kevin Rudd said, it's been a soap opera.
Yeah.
How can anyone vote Labor back in?
Yeah, look, all I can say to the public is there are lots of very committed Labor politicians out there working hard to make sure that we reform the health system, get a decent education system, a good public education system, deal with the environment, get a national broadband network in place, all of the issues that we've been working hard on. And that's got to be the focus of the Labour Party. Regardless of who leads the Labour Party, that's got to be the focus. And the faceless men, the backroom machinations have to stop.
Who is best placed to face the electorate next time round, Kevin Rudd or Julia Gillard?
That'll be a judgment that the caucus may have to make.
Labour Senator Doug Cameron speaking to Sabra Lane.